Emergency services. We have a small but very important persons crowd today, it looks like. We are going to move, first of all, to open a public hearing and possible work session on Senate Bill 96.
Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Thank you. I just grabbed the right one.
I confused it.
Senate Bill 96 consolidates the definition of veteran in statute to one meaning.
Okay.
Sounds simple.
Paula, thank you for coming and explaining this to us.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Paula Brown. I'm the Deputy Director at the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm here today in support of Senate Bill 96 and the Dash 1 Amendment, which makes consistent the term veteran in statute. Currently, there are six definitions of veteran in statute and one in the Oregon Constitution. You may recall my testimony on HJR 7, and I had referenced Senate Bill 96 and our efforts to ensure that we had one definition of veteran in statute. There has been some confusion because depending upon which program a veteran was trying to access, the definition of veteran was different. What we're trying to do is just ensure that in Oregon revised statutes and in the Oregon Constitution that a veteran is a veteran is a veteran, and they would be eligible for those programs based upon that one consistent definition. And then the Dash 1 Amendment is just to ensure that we're picking up veterans that were in other pieces of the law, and the definition was a little bit different. What we've tried to do is grab all of those pieces, make sure we have them all together so that we don't leave out any veterans. And with the Dash 1 Amendment, we feel that ORS 408.225 is all-inclusive of all veterans and is a broad and appropriate definition for veteran in Oregon statute. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Paula? It looks like this took a long time to say something relatively simple. Okay, so we basically are completely replacing Section 25 in the Dash 1s. Putting more verbiage in. Any questions? Mr. McDonald.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Matt McDonald, and I represent the United Veterans of Oregon, which is every federally chartered veterans organization in the state. We concur with the change to this bill. We think the bill is long overdue, and it will stop confusion that we've had for the last three sessions. So we recommend a do pass.
Thank you very much. Questions? That pretty much takes care of it. Unless the committee sees otherwise, I see no real reason not to move into a work session. So I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 96 and open a work session on Senate Bill 96. We will first consider adding the Dash 1 amendments.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we would move the Dash 1 amendments into Senate Bill 96.
Is there any further discussion? Any objection? Representative Esquivel.
I'm just trying to get this through my head, and this is a procedural thing in my little brain here.
Well,
should we not adopt the bill and then bring in the amendment, or is it just the opposite?
It's just the opposite.
Doing it right.
Okay.
Yes, you get the
My friend Chuck Riley said, we're doing it right, then we're doing it right.
I'm feeling much better.
Okay.
I do believe the correct procedure is that we need to adopt the Dash 1 amendments, and then we will move the bill as amended.
Correct.
So are there any objections to moving the Dash 1 amendments? Seeing none, we will passed the dash ones, and I am now open to a motion on Senate Bill 96 as amended.
Madam Chair, I move we pass Senate Bill 96 to the House with a due pass amendment, due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Could you call the roll, please?
Representative Dorn?
Aye.
Escobar?
Aye.
Tom? Representative
Riley? Aye.
Weidner?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Matthews?
Aye.
Chair Callan?
Aye. Senate Bill 96, as amended, is passed unanimously.
Madam Chair, I would recommend that we put this on the consent calendar.
Thank you. That would be my thought. Are there any objections to moving this forward to consent? All right. There we go. Thank you for all the work on this. I mean, it seems so quick after the amount of effort that I know had to go into that kind of a process. Alrighty, we will open a public hearing and recognize a possible work session on Senate Bill 97.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 97 transfers responsibility of purchasing loan cancellation life insurance from the Department of Administrative Services to Department of Veterans Affairs.
And again.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Paula Brown, a Deputy Director at the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm here today in support of Senate Bill 97. We consider this a housekeeping bill. Loan cancellation life insurance is the insurance that covers our mortgage payments in the event or the death of a borrower. Under current statute, the Department of Administrative Services is indicated as the agency that will make that purchase. In practice, it's the department that does that, and this bill would codify that practice. So we see, again, a simple housekeeping measure for us. The Department of Administrative Services does not object to this measure as it does codify what we're currently doing, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions on Senate Bill 97?
Thank you very much.
Seeing none, I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 97 and open a work session on Senate Bill 97. Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 97 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Any objection? To confirm this is unanimous, let's go ahead and call the roll also.
Representative
Brown? Aye. Esquivel? Aye. Calm? Riley? Aye. Weidner? Aye. Freeman? Aye. Matthews? Aye. Chair Callan? Aye. Senate Bill 97 is passed
with a due pass recommendation and a unanimous vote. Madam Chair, I recommend putting this bill, Senate Bill 97, on the consent calendar as well as the...
Thank you. Any objections to placing this on the consent calendar? Okay. Thank you very much. Now we have a little bit of a challenge before us because our presenters are here, so I think that we will take a brief recess. Stand at ease.
Well, this is the Veterans Committee. Thank you, sir.
together here. And
oh, darn it.
Okay. We will reconvene the House Committee on Veterans and Emergency Services and open a public hearing, possible work session on H.R. 1.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Resolution 1 extends appreciation to Congresswoman Darlene Hooley for her over 30 years in public service and achievements on behalf of the people of Oregon's 5th Congressional District, all Oregonians and citizens of the United States of America.
We are honored to have with us Speaker Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Appreciate this opportunity to testify on H.R. 1. You can see this comes to you by a bipartisan group of legislators who represent the various pieces of Congresswoman Hooley's former district. I actually am one of her former staff from her first term in Congress, and so I thought this was an opportunity for all of us to come together as she has finished up her 12 years in Congress representing us to honor her. She's actually going to be in the House if we carry this over to the appropriate date and you all act appropriately. I think it's a no pressure. We've got 2 days of leeway. But I think it's a great opportunity to celebrate her service to our state, and frankly, what more appropriate committee than this committee, because she was so focused on serving Oregon veterans, served on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the U.S. House, and devoted, especially the last several years of her service in Congress, to standing up for Oregon's troops and reservists and National Guards people and their families who were left behind. So would very much appreciate your favorable consideration of this resolution. Would be happy to take any questions you may have. And for the record, Dave Hunt from Clackamas County.
Are there any questions of Speaker Hunt?
Way too easy.
He's grinning, but I think he's controlling.
He's wanting one from me.
Madam Chair, does it have to pertain to the subject matter?
Yes, it does. I run a tight ship.
I do have one,
Representative Thompson.
Yes, Representative Hunt. What years did you work with Congresswoman Hooley?
Madam Chair, Representative Comp, I came on her staff she was elected in 96. I came on at the beginning of 97 and served through the beginning of 99, so her first term.
Thank you.
I might also note, Madam Chair, that Congresswoman Hooley is a previous member of the House, never served in the Senate, so a very wise woman, but a previous member of the Oregon House.
And a former Clackamas County Commissioner.
Correct.
In county government as well. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to point out that Representative Hunt is one of my favorite people, and he was obviously brought up in his political career by Darlene Hooley, who is one of my very favorite congresswomen. And I think you couldn't have a better mentor, and we have had such good service from her, and I can't wait for her to see this pass through our House unanimously.
Yes. Representative Widener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, how old were you when you served with Mrs. Hooley?
Yes, to think.
96 or 97.
Mr. Speaker, you do not have to.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, I believe I turned 30 during the time I was working for Congresswoman Hooley. I might also note the other chief co-sponsor of this is Representative Barton, who served as an intern for Congresswoman Hooley during the same time period. He was slightly younger than 30 at the time
which
he was an intern.
How old was he?
12.
13. I think it may have been his first year of college. Yeah, so. He was young.
Well, it's unfortunate that Representative Barton was tied up in another hearing so that he couldn't be here to let us poke a little fun at him. I mean for us to hear from him as well. But thank you for bringing this to us. And seeing no objections, I will close the public hearing on H.R. 1 and open a work session on H.R. 1.
Is there a fiscal?
No, there is no fiscal. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Matthews, please.
I'd like to make a motion that we move House Resolution 1 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Could you call the roll, please?
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Escobar?
Aye.
Comp?
Aye.
Riley?
Aye.
Widener?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Matthews?
Aye.
Chair
Collins? Proudly, aye.
Best kind of
one
bill.
One moment.
Best kind of bill.
Oh, okay. Let me finish this one first. I'm sorry. Thank you. I will close. I will consider H.R. 1 passed to the floor with a unanimous do-pass resolution, and I am assuming that Representative Hunt will be the carrier of this bill. Actually, I was about to say that before I got the note here. So, very good. Thank you very much. I'll close the work session on H.R. 1. And would ask the committee for the opportunity to suspend the rules and reopen work session on Senate Bills 96 and 97 for the purpose of allowing Representative Comp to vote on those. Mm-hmm. Is there any objection? Seeing none, Representative Comp, we did work sessions today on Senate Bill 96.
My vote is aye in support of that bill.
Thank you. And 97.
And my vote is aye in support of Senate Bill 97.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And committee members, we do not have committee on Thursday of this week, so we will see you on the following Tuesday. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stay off a good day.
No, but then we have...